T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package, T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
902 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer.
El Pegamento.
Paulie Rosenberg.
The great blue. Paul Rosenberg.
Loogie. Hopefully everybody's having a very pleasant Loog evening. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We'll get to the Mets later on in the show. We'll get into what John Harbaugh had to say about Cam Scataboo and his backflip that wasn't or failed attempt at Fanatics Fest. But for now, we have entered the 9 o'clock hour. It is time for some Ask Tommy Anything. So if you want to get on the line right now at 888-808-1019, this is your once-a-week opportunity to ask me whatever you want. It could be sports. It doesn't have to be. I would probably tell you not to ask me sports because you could just ask me sports question next hour. Or you could just call up and ask me a sports question. But if you want to partake in the Ask Tommy Anything segment, which we will weave in and out over the next hour, then just tell Rosie you want to ask me anything. And yeah, there's a couple topics we won't touch, but for the most part, I would say 97% of topics we are happy to cover here on the Ask Tommy, the very popular, very successful, worldly renowned, critically acclaimed segment we like to call here on After Hours, Ask Tommy Anything. And it sounds a little something like this. Moose in Jamaica joins us now. What's up, Moose?
Oh, Loogie, do I have a question for you? It's a would you rather. I'm gonna ask you the question. I'm gonna tell you what I choose. If you want justification, you can ask. But I want to get what you would take first. Would you rather have $1 quadrillion, all the money in the world, never have to worry about money for you, the rest of your family, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or would
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you could, Moose, you could kind of say it the way you said it there, my friend. So, but I, the first part probably you got a little naughty there, but I hear what you're saying. You might, I don't know exactly what you can and can't say, but that felt like something you can't say. So I hear, I caught
you. I didn't
you.
Want to say,
well, yeah, but,
I didn't want to,
you could probably, let's just put it to you this way. You're saying, would I rather have all the money in the world? But I can't have sex with as many women as I want. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, basically. I would choose the money. Because love don't pay the bills.
You would choose money over sex, is what you're saying.
Basically.
So I could either be a billionaire on top of a billionaire, or I could be, like, just have sex with any women I want because I'm just the ultimate heartthrob.
Exactly. And I say this because I have from the words from the song, "You're All I Need to Get By" by Method Man
and Mary
Jane and
J.
ML.
Mary Jane Blige.
Nothing a man. I have nothing make a man feel better than a woman tattooed on my right index finger, and Cream castles everything around me.
Yep.
Korean pageant on the left and next thing.
Yep. Yeah, Shaolin Land.
I have the five boroughs, five different rappers on both hands.
But you'd rather have the money than the women, is what you're saying.
Because that's the way the world works. I mean, I would love to have a socialist society, not to get political, where money is not the ultimate determinative
of
survival.
No, listen, the more money you have, I get it. Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, that's where we're at.
Problems.
Yeah.
It solves problems. And it
but some people say more money, more problems. But I'd like to find out, to be honest with you.
Okay, so you agree with me. Money buys happiness and solves problems. So which would you rather have? The sex or the money?
Let me put it to this, Moose. My brain is going in a million different directions. And as you know, a lot of times my brain goes to movies. And it goes to movie quotes. And I think about Captain Jack Sparrow in the original and the best Pirates of Caribbean. And it was a scene between Captain Jack Sparrow and Orlando Bloom's character. And they were talking about treasure, but in this instance, they were talking about the treasure being Keira Knightley. And he basically said, not every treasure is silver and gold, matey. So obviously there are some people that view women as this treasure, or like that would mean more than money, so to speak. Would I rather have the money or all the... It's tough. Because then I also have to take off the cat. Because obviously this is we're going on the guys that I'm not married. You know what I mean? This is obviously as a married man, yeah, give me all the money. Well, maybe as a married man, I'd be like, give me all the women. But either way, we're going with the idea that I'm not married. This is just Tommy Lou Gower at 40 or whatever age. And would I rather have the money or would I rather have all the women? Usually they go hand in hand. But, and Moose went, the problem is I'd rather...
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here. Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S. according to Ookla speed test, based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I want to have all the money so I have all the women. That's what makes this question so difficult. And really, and I love you, Moose, but doesn't that, and Rosenberg, break the tie here, doesn't that feel like that falls under the category more of a settle the debate and an STD more than it is an ask Tommy anything? because I'm trying to.
Probably.
And I think Moose, and I love
that's
Moose,
a great
but sometimes
debate to have.
Right, I think Moose sometimes conflates the segments. Sometimes he does the STD or the settle the debate in the Ask Tommy Anything segment.
That's fair.
So a better Ask Tommy Anything would be Tommy, if you were single and you had all this money in the world, what would you do? And then the answer would be sleep with all the women in the world. So that would be more the Ask Tommy Anything, where an STD or a settle the debate would be, what would you rather have, all the money in the world or all the women in the world?
Right, and it's weird, and not that anybody cares what I think, but I think it matters like where you are in life. If you're like a successful hedge fund manager, then like...
We have to just do it. And this is why it's tough for Ask Tommy Anything. It has to be, you have to like have a level playing field.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it has to be, let's just say, 30-year-old male, single. Would you rather have all the money in the world, meaning you have probably a long life ahead of you, all the money in the world, or all the women in the world?
Right, and I think
it's tough because, and I'm not even trying to be sarcastic here, they go hand in hand. So it's one of those things where it's hard to have one without the other, but that's why I think it's more of a settle the debate. So really, that's not as much an Ask Tommy Anything as much as it is a settle the debate. And the other movie line I couldn't think of there, because I gave you the Captain Jack Sparrow one, the other one I couldn't think of, so I apologize for that. I'd have to go back in time and remember how the conversation was rolling out. But, yeah, there's always that people that say, that, you know, was it the Beatles? Who said money can't buy you love, right? Or not that one. Who's the one that said, no, more money, more problems, or just, you know, money doesn't buy you happiness? Right, that's always that kind of that line. Well, I'd love to find out, because I think it can. It certainly seems like it. Once you have money, doesn't it buy you things that make you happy? I know what they mean, relationship-wise, things of that nature.
You're saying right now is you would pick the money.
Of course. Well, no, I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's what you're saying without saying it. And by the way, I think anyone who doesn't say having
yeah, but
all
who
the
wouldn't
money
want to have who wouldn't want to have live the life of, you know, a Hollywood movie star where you can just walk into a bar and these, you know, you get any woman you want. Who wouldn't want to live that life?
That's the trade-off for the...
But you have money. That's why it's not an Ask Tommy Anything. Moose, I love you. It was more of a settle the debate. I think that's not the first time he's done that. So if you're just tuning in, that really wasn't the greatest example of the Ask Tommy Anything segment. It wasn't the greatest, but I think it led to a funny conversation. And it put me in quite a pickle, because it's two things where I'm like, geez, you're tearing out my heartstrings here. Again, I'm using my brain as a non-married, you know, we're just trying to play a little fantasy world here. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's see if Frank in Union, New Jersey has a good Ask Tommy Anything. What's up, Frankie?
Hey, Tommy, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, so Tommy, as you know, myself, I'm a single guy in my 20s. You know, I'm on a couple of dating apps. Mm-hmm. I talk to women here and there. You know, what in your opinion is the ideal first date? Because I feel like there's always drinks, there's always dinner, but I feel like sometimes women want more than that. But what is your ideal first date, you'd say?
I prefer a place where conversation can be taking place, so meaning movies are out. I think going to the movies is just, you can't have a conversation. I mean, yeah, maybe on the drive over or the drive afterwards, maybe you do a little after hours afterwards. But so I like dinner. I think that's a good one, because you figure an hour and a half, maybe even 2 hours if you go somewhere somewhat fancy, although it is a first date. So I like the idea of dinner. If it's the summer, you can kind of mix in maybe like miniature golf or something like that. But as far, yeah, drinks too. But at the same time, it's like you don't want to necessarily add alcohol to it, because it's almost that idea of like you're both kind of drunk or whatever. So I like to keep it somewhat sober, somewhat at dinner where you guys can talk and have a conversation and get to know each other. And that might come off lame, and it also depends if you think you're going to like the girl. If it's just one of those things where it's just like for a one date kind of thing and you're just trying to get from point A to, you know what I mean, point bedroom, then I would just kind of just keep it more fun and maybe go to a bar. But if you think you might like the girl, then I would probably go to dinner.
That's fair. Do you have like a suggestion, like best dinner type of dinner to get?
I always went Italian. I felt like that had the right vibe for me. It had the right type of tone, the right type of setting. I always would go Italian. The one thing though, what I will say is, Frank, I would avoid like wings, especially on the bone. You don't want to get messy. You don't want. Or what's the thing where they have the seafood and you have to like eat with your hands and they have the plastic. I wouldn't do anything that takes work.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Nothing that takes a lot of work or that might be messy. So you want to, maybe Italian food's a little too heavy. So maybe a little bit Mediterranean, a little Greek style, some dips, something that's just a little bit casual, keep it simple. So you're not wearing the food that you ate.
Yeah, I try to avoid anything messy, like, you know, even like sandwiches sometimes get a little messy.
Correct. You got mustard on the side of your face. She doesn't want to tell you that because it's your first date. And then you realize later that, you have a spicy brown mustard all over your chin. So you want to avoid that. I'm with you. Something that's clean, crisp, to the point, and then, you know what I mean? It's not like you're feeling bloated after the meal. You save room for dessert.
Exactly. All right, perfect. Thank you, Tommy. Hope this was a better question for you.
Yeah, appreciate it. And dessert could be, I don't know, for first date. I mean, let's be honest. We all know it's the three-date rule. That goes for everybody. Three dates. By the third date, it's where you're kind of, the decision has been made one way or the other in that department. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. So I think the Jets are going to win in week one. And not for football reasons, but just because I think Robert Saleh, the sort of the narrative and the idea that that's going to be a revenge spot for him. People think Tennessee are going to have a strong year here. The Jets are going to have a bad year, which, by the way, could be true. But I just think, much like last year, and I was spot on about this, I thought the Jets week one against Rodgers was their Super Bowl. In many ways, I think this year kind of lines up where I could see a big spirited effort from the Jets. And Robert Saleh, maybe the pressure of a new spot, trying to get a lot of moving parts to work, a lot of free agency, a lot of new coaching staff there in Nashville. It could be a little bit of a difficult start, maybe a slow start for Tennessee. So the Jets are catching them at the right time. And I could see the Jets winning in week one. My thoughts could change. I certainly hold the right to change my thoughts in the next couple months. But I would say right now on July 21st, the Jets are winning in week one. Let's go to Harlem. Jarvis joins us. What's up, Jarvis?
What's up, Tommy? How you doing?
What's up?
Good. Talk about the Jets, like you were saying about, week one against the Titans when the Jets played the Titans, Robert Saleh getting revenge. You know, the reason why, like for Aaron Rodgers got, was it last year that when facing the Jets in the MetLife Stadium, looking for revenge?
Yep. Week one.
Yeah, you know the reason why they quarterback like Robert Saleh and Aaron Rodgers left is because they laughing at the Jets because the Jets haven't been good for the last decade. I mean, they've been they've been dysfunctional.
Well, they've been the worst franchise not only in the NFL but of all of sports, and that could certainly change when you hire the right people, you get the right quarterback, and your fortunes can change. And I don't think that the Jets are at that point yet, but this is a situation where, look, Robert Saleh is still a guy that, you know, he had better success than Aaron Glenn as far as, and Aaron Glenn only had 1 year, but Saleh had more success than Glenn had. But still, I think it's going to take a little bit of time there in Tennessee if he ever becomes a good head coach there. They certainly have a really young quarterback and one that you could be excited about in Cam Ward. But I just think in week one, the Jets have an opportunity to sneak up on the Titans, and it's kind of an against the grain pick. And I right now, my stance is the Jets are going to win that game.
Right. And I want to talk about other things so I was listening to Craig Carr this afternoon, and he talked with Zach Gibbs and talking about saying, like, well, I think the Patriots went five games, they're going to finish third in the AFCs. There's no way in God's hell that the Patriots are not going to finish third in the AFCs. I think the Bills and the Patriots are better than the Jets. I mean, because I think you see two teams in the division.
So what are we thinking? Dolphins in last place? Is that sort of the general consensus?
I think they'll be in last place. I mean, yeah, but I don't. I mean, but if they think the Patriots went five games,
here's the thing.
I don't know, Jarvis.
Drake May played awful in the Super Bowl, and the Patriots had an easy schedule last year. Now they have Mike Vrabel. They added AJ Brown, and say what you want about AJ Brown, but you know he was very good in Tennessee. He obviously won a Super Bowl with the Eagles. I know it didn't end well there, but sometimes you just overstay your welcome. I am not as down, Jarvis, on the Patriots as others are, but I could see, much like the Blue Jays this year, they took a couple of steps backwards, a little bit of a hangover after losing the World Series. I could see the Patriots having a little bit of a hangover. But if you ask me right now to predict the standings in the AFC East, I would go Bills, I would go Pats, I would go Dolphins, I would go Jets. Maybe you want to flip the Jets and the Dolphins. Look, I think it's for the best for the Jets to lose a lot of games. I understand about building culture. I understand they have a lot of picks in the first round, so they could, in theory, have their cake and eat it too. But I still rather have that number one overall pick or number two overall pick and sort of have my pick of the litter of the quarterback. And I'm going off of the assumption, and this is just of watching a lot of college football, I'm not a huge fan of Cade Klubnik. I know the Jets are. They traded up for him. I don't think he's the goods. If he is, obviously, it's a totally different... If Cade Klubnik takes the world by storm like Jackson Dart did, then we're not talking about a quarterback for the Jets next year in the draft, We're talking about Cade Klubnik and how he could be the guy to sort of break the spell that the Jets have been under. But we're going to find out because Klubnik's going to get reps this year. He is. I don't think things are going to go, even if things go sort of good for Geno Smith, you got to give Cade Klubnik an opportunity to play because you have to find out if he can play at this level and if you're going to be in the market for a quarterback in the draft. And yes, I'm just, I guess there is or are people that think Geno Smith could be the future quarterback or at least the immediate future outside of this year. I don't see that. Backup, yes, I think Geno Smith can be a fine backup going forward, whether that's for Klubnik or the quarterback that you draft next year. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. We have an Ask Tommy Anything question here. And by the way, we'll be mixing in Ask Tommy Anything questions throughout the hour. It's your opportunity in this 9 o'clock hour. And maybe we'll do it the whole night because we're weaving it in and out. We'll see how it goes. But it's your chance to ask me whatever you want. You could also hit me up on Twitter if you haven't asked Tommy anything, at Tommy Lugauer, Lugauer. Antonio from Norwalk, Connecticut joins us with a Ask Tommy Anything. What's up, Antonio?
What's going on, Tommy? Hey. Now, you guys were talking about peanut butter before.
Yep.
I got to agree, like, peanut butter on anything. Peanut butter on fruit, peanut butter with my ice cream,
on
peanut butter
finger.
With my cereal.
Yeah, just dipping your finger in there and licking your finger dry. That to me, or a spoon. I used to all the time, Antonio. Now, look, if you do this too much, you get a little bit of a belly, but I would take that spoon and literally just eat peanut butter as a activity, as a snack, as something I would do late night.
I do that all the time, too. I used to do peanut butter and Nutella. Now I do peanut butter and honey, peanut butter and yogurt.
Yogurt.
Yeah, peanut butter and honey is very underrated.
Do you go more a chunky peanut butter or more, what's the, like, plain, creamy? I don't know what the word is for just, like, regular.
I used to do the Skippy with, like, the sugar. Now that I'm trying to go more healthy, I go Trader Joe's Valencia, just peanuts and salt, creamy.
Yeah. It's the best.
But it's delicious, though. I love it.
But you would agree, Antonio, that the combination of peanut butter and chocolate is the best of the peanut butter combinations.
Oh, 100%. My favorite ice cream is chocolate peanut butter.
Correct. Oh, that's your favorite ice cream combination, as far as ice cream flavor, is peanut butter.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I don't share that, but I will say this. The Reese's Peanut Butter Cup is my favorite sort of candy bar or chocolate or whatever you want to call it in my life. That's my favorite one.
Yeah, not a huge candy bar, but yeah, peanut butter. And then I have a Ask Tommy question.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Pat McAfee? I'm going to go a little sports here.
Well, I like Pat a lot. I know Pat is polarizing, and he certainly has his detractors. And I'm not going to get into sort of, and I feel for anybody that was, of course, that was laid off at ESPN. And there's always that correlation of, well, look at what Pat's making or look at what Stephen A makes. And then look, if you do well at your job and you are a moneymaker and you're a producer, you're going to get paid accordingly. So anybody that makes that kind of money is clearly a huge asset to their company. But I love Pat. I do. I don't get to watch this show as much, but obviously I see clips and I'm a big fan of his. College Game Day to me is my favorite. And I love Inside the NBA, but College Game Day for me is my favorite pregame show of all time. Love it. Love the ambiance, I'm a huge college football fan. But I think Pat adds a lot to that. So yeah, no, I'm a huge fan. And I'm a wrestling fan. I thought he was great on commentary. I didn't love his stuff at WrestleMania, but I think Pat would tell you that as well. It wasn't good, but he's good in the ring as far as, you know, look, he's not AJ Styles, but he's obviously, you know, but for being a, whatever you want to call it, celebrity, I thought he always handled himself and held his own in the ring. But yes, I do like Pat a lot. 888-808-1019. And what I do like about Pat is he takes care of the guys he works with. You know, when he got the big raise, he gave them all money. So he seems to be a loyal boss, and he hooks up the people that work for him. That's not always the case in this business. A lot of people at the top just take the money for themselves. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer, Lugie here in the late night. Let's head out to, where do I want to go here? Let's go to Mario in Long Beach. He joins us. He's got an Ask Tommy Anything question. What's up, Mario?
Look, how you doing, my friend?
What's
everything
happening?
Good?
Everything's great. Hope the same for you.
I got two questions. I think they're good ones.
Okay.
Number one, if you had to be in a foxhole with somebody and anybody, who would that person be? I don't know if you want me to give you the second one.
I'll
give you the second one.
Yeah.
Second one is, if you could go to dinner with anybody in the world who's alive now or isn't alive now and have a nice dinner and talk to them for a long time, who would that be?
Okay, so foxhole with anybody And this doesn't necessarily mean somebody that I think is loyal. It's just more about who I would want to sort of be stuck in.
Yeah, foxhole is, yeah, that you trust them and they're going to, you know, they're going to have your back. And, you know, it's a little bit different than just going to dinner with somebody.
And dinner would just be somebody I want to spend time with.
Yeah, anybody.
Gotcha. I would say Ella Langley for both. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Yeah, I just, well, but I mean, Ella Langley, I would like to go to dinner with, but I am a married man, so, but just as friends. But I would say that that question for me is always difficult. Who would I want to go to dinner with? Who would I want to be in a foxhole with? I always struggle with those. And I always go back to the same sort of thing where it's not necessarily who I would go to dinner with, but there are, like, occurrences and, like, I always... Like, if I can go back in time, I wish I was at Woodstock. I'd always love to, in its prime, visit the Playboy Mansion, things of that nature. Or, like, a historical sporting event would be amazing. The Mets winning either World Series. I've seen the Giants win Super Bowls, but to be at that Super Bowl against the Bills, how crazy would that have been? To go back to the old days when the Knicks won their championships, to be at those events, that would be cool. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's head out to Mike in New Haven, Connecticut. What's up, Mike?
What's up, Tommy? How you doing?
What's happening?
So I got to ask Tommy anything for you.
Yep.
And it's sports related, but it's also not New York sports related, so I figure it's fine to ask here.
Sure.
So I got to know, what is your biggest sports guilty pleasure? Like something you love to watch that you can't necessarily bring up on the station?
Bring up on the station just because the New York audience doesn't care, right?
Yes. Like, for example, mine is I love NASCAR. I'm a huge, like, Devils, Yankees, Giants fan, but I love NASCAR.
Well, I mean, for me, it would be, I mean, there's a couple, but wrestling, if we're counting that as sports, that's a big one. I'm not going to sit here and talk wrestling on the air. Every once in a while I do, but I've been a lifelong diehard wrestling fan. I think college football is more popular in this area than we as a radio station give it credit for, but you haven't traditionally heard a lot of college football talk on this radio station, so perhaps that's another guilty pleasure. So those would be right there, kind of neck and neck for me. I'd have to think about it a little bit more if there's another one, but right off the top of my head, those two come to mind. And I love college basketball, too. So college athletics, in particular basketball and football and pro wrestling.
Nice.
Those would be the ones for me. Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's any other... You know, I am a huge World Cup fan, but that's once every 4 years. I don't think that... If I was watching the Premier League Sunday mornings, I think that would count. But I haven't adopted a Premier League team yet. I'm still waiting on that. It's either... I thought about Nottingham Forest. I thought about... What's the one with the... Rosenberg doesn't know this. But the one where the stadium has all the light show. I think it's like Sutterville. I think that's who it is. But I haven't picked a team yet. But yeah. I would say college football, college basketball, and pro wrestling. Three things that I love to watch, but I'm not going to talk about a lot on the radio because the vast majority of our audience, I don't think, wants to talk about it. The college football one always boggles my mind because I feel like so many people, all my friends watch it. We all watch it. We all gamble on it. But if you came on the radio and started talking college football, it always felt like kind of a no-no. Like, so we don't want to talk college football around here. And it would always be, well, we don't have a team. So? What does that matter? And we do have a team, of course. But it was always, well, we don't have a... And by not having a team, I mean, obviously, Rutgers, obviously, Syracuse, obviously, UConn. What I mean by that is you don't necessarily have a team right here, right smack in the heart of the city, I suppose. That's what people meant. But... Or we don't have one team that, like, everybody roots for, or like the Knicks, or where there's, like, a huge fan base, like the Yankees, things of that nature.
Right. If, like, St. John's had a football team, that would be it. If St. John's...
Yeah.
That would be it.
Yeah. Yeah, but I still think that we could talk about it in general because I do think a lot of our audience, when we come in here Monday morning or for me like Sunday into Monday overnight, a lot of our audience, I could be wrong on this, but I think a lot of them watch college football. But maybe the passion, it'd probably be more about either a big game or like from the gambling aspect of it. So if I talked about, oh, I had a bad beat here or a bad beat there or I hit this parlay or things like that, I think would drive a lot of interest because I do think there are a lot of people in our age bracket that are gambling on college football.
Yeah, I would also think that it's mainly towards the NFL draft, and especially if the Jets or Giants are off 100%. The top of the draft, that's when you get a ton of college football talk.
But it's not,
they really know what they're talking about.
But it's
about,
not really college football talk, though. It's more NFL talk, because we're talking about college players just being drafted by the NFL. It's not like we're breaking down the games themselves. And then as far as wrestling, look, I'm always happy to talk wrestling, but that I will say this. A lot of my friends, if I talk, they're like, why is he talking wrestling? So I'm always open to talking about wrestling, but I don't make it a point to necessarily talk about it on the show. 888-808, so that would be a huge guilty pleasure. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Speaking of wrestling, Dan hasn't asked Tommy anything question. He's from Mattawan, New Jersey. Dan, what's going on?
What's going on, Tommy?
Hey, what's up?
I want to ask you, Alexa Bliss or Liv Morgan?
Liv Morgan. Liv Morgan, a Jersey girl, big Liv Morgan fan. I like Alexa Bliss, too, don't get me wrong, but I would go Liv Morgan in that spot. Yes. And like I said, local girl, lives in New Jersey, or lived in New Jersey. I don't know if she still lives around here, but she is a Jersey girl. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is Ask Tommy Anything Hour. Let's see what Casey in Staten Island has to say. What's up, Casey?
Hey, Tommy, quick one here.
Mm-hmm.
How often should a man get a haircut, and how much should he be paying?
Okay. I think that... Because some people like to keep it close and tight, that fresh cut. I know people that get a haircut once every, like, 3 weeks because they got, like a zero on the sides, and if it grows even a little bit, they want to make sure they get that taken care of. So they'll go, like, every 3 weeks. I think every 5 weeks is about right. As far as paying for it, I don't know, $30. I think about, without tip, I think $30 is about right.
I think you got it with the how much it should cost. But I know people that go once a week with a standing appointment, and I aim for every other week, but I miss, and I end up going like every 3 weeks.
Now, are you one, like I talked about, that likes to keep it like close on the sides, or is it just something where you're, okay, yeah. No, I know, I have friends
very close
like that.
On the side with a little on top.
Yep, with a little bit on top, and then, yeah, I know, look, if you get your haircut in the city, and this is Manhattan prices, you could be paying north of $40, then that's without the tip, but I think it should be about $30 for a haircut.
Now, Here's a little sidebar to the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of guys, you know, once you have your guy, you have a standing appointment, he might even have you come over to his house and he'll do it. So now you're paying him direct, right?
Right.
Is that a spot where you tip still?
Yes. Yeah.
Weird.
I okay. do. If this is somebody that you, and it's a barber that you've had for a while kind of thing, obviously, because you're going, either he's coming to your house.
Yeah, now you've cut out the barbershop, you cut out the middleman.
Right. I would still tip. And I understand there are times in life, Casey, where I'm like, seriously, like there are sometimes where you like will order something, like you'll go to a food place and they're like, do you want a tip? And I'm like, what am I tipping? I mean, I don't think anything was done here that's worthy of a tip. So I usually will say no in that spot. Maybe I'm a bad person, but I'm trying to figure out why I'm tipping.
You can't tip anywhere that you don't sit down. Starbucks, stuff like that. Pizzeria, the counter girl. I mean, maybe, but I mean, there's no waiter here.
Right. I mean, I feel like it's always that tricky line, and if they put the cup out, you know, and it depends. I mean, like sometimes if I have a couple extra bucks, I throw it in there, or if it's around the holiday season or whatever the case may be, maybe a tip. But yeah, I always feel like in those spots, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I shouldn't say blanket statement I do or don't. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But as
I
far
think
as
we should be more rude about the tipping, because our niceness has gotten us to where they're turning the screen around everywhere.
Right. You're not wrong on that. But here's the problem too, Casey, because you'll hang up and you'll go about your life. If I say this, I'll get 6,000 phone calls tonight, people yelling at me. You got a tip! So I'm in the hot seat here. So I have to straddle the fence a little bit on that one.
This is a big Al Dukes conversation.
Yeah. And like I said, Casey, I got to be... Now, I will be honest. If it's one of those situations where... You know, I'm out and about, and I'm having drinks, and then I go somewhere, and I go to the pizzeria in Penn Station or something. Yeah, I'm probably hitting the tip button because I've had a few. But if I'm right mind, you know, it depends. I really sort of, it's mood. It's what do I think the situation? Does it warrant a tip? Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. But I don't know. It's always a split decision. But yeah, you feel pressure when they put that in front of you.
Yeah, I'm lying to you, too, because I'm a sucker and I usually cave in.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's peer pressure, like you said, Casey. It's peer pressure. But you know what, though? And I don't... It's tough, because... And I'm going to make a funny comparison here. I think it's fair. Rosenberg will like this one. I think it's fair. Because a lot of people will say, well, all right, they're not making a lot of money. They live off tips. Let me lead you on a little secret here in radio, especially behind the scenes, especially when you're first starting out. You don't make any money. Should I walk around and tip people? Well, I mean, I guess technically, us as hosts, we kind of tip the behind the scenes guys at the end of the year. So I actually sort of retract the statement I just made. Like, I know Rosenberg is going to be sitting there hat in hand come December looking for a tip from me. He's going to want me to pay him out for his services through the year as a producer. And I think Rosenberg will take dinner as a tip. He will take, you know, a night out on the town as a tip. But, yeah, I guess that's fair. Instead of just tipping him on a weekly or monthly basis, you know, at the end of the year for Rosenberg. In my case, I'd have three guys, Fleegs, Rosenberg, and, well, assuming Connor Green even works here anymore. I haven't seen him in months. But assuming Connor Green starts working with me again, I would, in theory, tip all three of those guys out. I was saying, Rosenberg, in this business, you know, a lot of times when it comes to tipping, the argument is, well, maybe it's a career path that doesn't make a lot of money, and they sort of survive on the or thrive on the tip, so you want to make sure you tip them. But then I said, well, people in our business, you know, especially when you're first starting out or behind the scenes, you don't make a lot of money, so should people just come here and start tipping you? And then I said, well, at the end of the year, I guess as a host, I should tip you guys out, or at least provide a night out on the town, dinner, drinks.
Yeah, I think maybe in the old days, but because a lot of us now, like, I work on multiple shows. Like, my full time is with you, obviously, right. And
you're going to be expecting something at the end of the year from me.
I don't know. I wouldn't expect it. You told me you were going to get you got to
so now you now you're saying I promised you something.
Yeah.
So now you're
you
letting
said dinner. You said I dinner did. In Tampa.
So, no. I said perhaps if things go well, we're going to see how contract season goes.
Right.
If contract season goes great, me, you, Fleegs, and Connor could fly down to Tampa. I have a buddy down there. He could show us a lot in the Tampa area, which would be a ton of fun. He's a ton of fun. So that would be cool. But if not, the place across the street here, and it's not that I don't want to say their name on the radio. I just don't know the name. I just know it's a great scene there. It looks awesome. And it seems bougie, expensive, the whole thing. We could go to dinner there for the end of the year sort of celebration of
right.
Of
I think I would I would always expect that if I'm working with someone for a long time that towards the holiday season, Christmas, Hanukkah, etc., they would throw something my way. Now, that hasn't always happened in my 10 years here.
Right.
But, and then it leads to like an awkward conversation or moment.
But you, unlike some of these places, you can't, at the end of the year, turn that sign around and say, would you like the tip? Because that's what we were talking about, the electronic sort of monitor now that exists.
Yeah.
Because there's that pressure of, do you want a tip? And like I said, it really, the more I think about it, I don't even necessarily base it on whether I think they deserve a tip or they don't deserve a tip. I would just say, like, maybe this time, it's random. Sometimes I'll tip, sometimes I won't tip, but it's purely random. I got to be honest with you, because I'm not sure if any of these circumstances sort of warrant a tip, so it's very random.
That's
for me.
Almost as weird as they now expect, like, restaurants expect a tip for pickup orders now, where I am going to, they're not delivering it. I am going there to pick up the food, and there's the, and I'm like, wait a minute. Like, unless I'm missing something, like, I am doing the work here.
I have said this for years, and I remember doing this with Tiki a couple of summers ago. And I might have caught flack from it, just from people that work in the industry, but. And I could be wrong on this. I will preface by saying I could be wrong on this. I have a strong opinion on it, but I could be wrong.
Baseball has always been a game of inches. Now, it's also a game of seconds. T-Mobile and MLB have teamed up to bring ABS Challenge to all 29 ballparks across the U.S. This isn't a minor upgrade. This is the most significant new technology in the history of the sport, and it's powered by T-Mobile. With every pitch thrown, ABS Challenge uses real-time precision to verify the call, giving them the support they need. No delays, no guesswork, just accuracy at the speed the game demands. Thanks to ABS Challenge, T-Mobile is helping power the moments that define the game. When performance and reliability are non-negotiable, MLB turns to T-Mobile. That's not a coincidence. That's what happens when the most innovative network in the country powers the most data-driven sport in the world. T-Mobile powers MLB's most ambitious technology, and America's best network powers your connection to baseball, home or away, every pitch, every game, every day. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Major League Baseball trademarks and copyrights are used with permission of Major League Baseball. Visit MLB.com. T-Mobile, best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2026. Ookla trademarks used under license and reprinted with permission.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really?
But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keith.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Kenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
You go to a wedding like we all have, and it's open bar. It's not a cash bar. And you obviously have bartenders there. We've seen it once. You've seen it a million times. The bartender will either keep the tip money out to obviously encourage more tips, or they'll have a cup. Let me be clear here. If you want a tip, you can. You're at a wedding, you want a tip, fine. I don't think you should encourage the tips because my understanding is they've already been tipped out. That's my understanding. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But my understanding is the father of the bride or the groom and the bride, they take care of the bartenders already. So the fact that, and it's tacky, quite frankly. So if you want to get a tip, great. If you want to give one and receive it, awesome. But to leave it out there, I think it's a wedding. I just think it's not a bar down the block. And also, I think they're tipped out. Again, strong opinions. I could be wrong. I'm sure people are like, this idiot Lou Gower, he's ruining the radio station by saying this. I could be wrong. But I think I might be right in this spot. And if that's the case, you know, you've already been taken care of. Now, if you want to be taken care of more, awesome, great. I have no problem with that. But don't sort of flaunt it. Like I said, I could be completely wrong on that one. So if you're mad at me, I'm Al Cintron on the fan here, taking you up till midnight here. Everybody just take a deep breath. It's okay. We're just having a little fun here. And it's just a strong take I've always had. But I could be completely wrong on it. So don't write nasty things about me on social media. 888-808-10. This Lugao doesn't want me getting a tip. Of course I do. That's not that I don't want you to. I would make your money. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Do we have to take a break, Rosenberg? A hydration break here? In the spirit of the World Cup. Let's go to, just to cleanse the palate a little bit here, a little sports conversation. Let's go to Sonny in Brooklyn. What's up, Sonny?
Tommy, thank you for calling,
hey,
man. Short time, first time. I'm sure you know what that means. But, man, a lot of things I got to hit. So, first of all, from the one of the best movies out there ever, the quote is, first you get the money, then you get the power,
yes,
then you get the woman.
Of course, Tony Montana, Scarface.
Tony Montana, baby, yeah. And then also you were asking, more money, more problems, that was Biggie.
Yes,
my man from
Brooklyn. Of course, 100%, yep.
Of course. Also, about the tipping thing, so it kind of ties in. So this past Saturday, I was out in Williamsburg. I served New Orleans po' boys out in Smorgasburg, the food market we
really?
Got out here. So on
nice.
Saturday, yes, sir. So I was swimming basically all day. we called it at 12:30 because of the lightning
weather.
And the thunder
yeah.
and the rain.
Yep.
But I remember getting in my car
taking all my clothes off and just turning the fan on and then turning the radio on and hearing you at Fanatics Fest. So that was really nice.
Yes, that was awesome. It was good to be back. A little Loogie in the Light of Day. Fanatics Fest was an awesome show. So hopefully it sounded good. Everything was firing on all cylinders. I appreciate you tuning in.
Of course, man. Listen, also, really quickly, guilty pleasure. Something you guys don't talk about is the UFC. Is that something you into?
And yes.
Did you watch the fight on the White House lawn?
That one I missed. I did see, I guess you could call it the Conor fight, but I watched that. I've always been this way with UFC for Ronda, for Conor, for John Jones. I need to have like either like that star in the fight or something that has a lot of appeal around it. Otherwise, I'm very much a casual UFC fan. Same thing with boxing. Show me a big boxing fight and I'll be there. I'll either put the money down or go to a bar or go to a friend's house and watch it. So when it comes to boxing and UFC, the big fights, I'm there. Wrestling, I'm pretty much a weekly, you know, watcher of those shows.
So I kind of watch UFC a little bit religiously. And I would tell you this, if there's one card to fight, to download and to rewatch, it would be that White House.
I heard it was awesome.
Just the production blew me away.
I did hear honestly. That from a lot of people. They said that not only the card and the fights were great, but just the everything about it was awesome.
Of course. Also, next thing, college football. You were talking about that, you know, most of the time you guys talk about professional sports.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something, man. In the past 2 years, I've realized that the OGs, the old school NFL, the dads and the granddads, they love the football, the NFL, but if anything, they love college football more. Like, they get that pep pride like they're back in high school and 16 years old. So I just wanted to back you up on the point that college football, college basketball, it's a big thing to talk about. I'm sure a lot of your listeners got a lot of love for those sports as well. So
yeah, and you know what, too? And Sonny, and I appreciate the call. And this is just, I've worked in the business now forever. A.J. Ewing has had two awesome catches in this game, by the way. Awesome. Highlight reel stuff. Love me some A.J. Ewing. Highlight reel catches in this Met game. One on a dive and then one here where not even slipping, but he got turned around a little bit and made an awesome catch at the warning track. Not play-by-play, by the way, because it already happened. Even though I've been in the business forever, even though I'm now a host, you know, full-time for a couple months, but I've been hosting for a while now. One thing that even I have sometimes trouble separating is callers and then the overall listener audience. Meaning, and I've talked about this, if I'm sitting here and let's just say, all right, let's get the calls rolling. We want to get a bunch of calls. It's 3 a.m. and I want to be doing this, you know, stand up on a cruise ship here and talking to myself for 50 straight minutes. What could I do? All right, Pete Alonso. All right, now everybody's calling up. Because that's what the callers want to talk about. It doesn't mean the listener in the car or at home, they want to hear an hour of Pete Alonso. They may want to hear about college football, but the caller doesn't necessarily want to call about college football. So sometimes there's a separation, and we think sometimes listening to the radio station where, wow, everyone's calling about this topic. Evan actually taught me this. It's like, that doesn't mean that the audience necessarily wants to hear that. It's just, it feels that way because a million people are calling about it. So I still always have to sort of fight that of, hey, maybe my audience, maybe the After Hours audience, on because this is my first year with college football, maybe they want to hear me talk about college football on that Sunday into Monday that I'm on, or that Monday night, or somewhere in the middle of the week. Because I know people my age watch it. All my friends watch it. And everybody I know, like, tweeting about it. So my age bracket watches college football. And younger watch college football. It's huge. But yet, we don't talk about it here. Because I don't think it would get a lot of calls. But again, that doesn't necessarily mean that's what the audience wants to hear. Or meaning, just because there's not a lot of calls on it doesn't mean the audience isn't engaged and doesn't find it interesting because they watched it. Not everybody calls up. And I'm going to out Rosenberg here. Why not? Nobody lifts the curtain more than me here. I'll come in tonight and some nights and Rosenberg goes, I don't think a lot of people will call tonight. And I'll go, why? He goes, nothing to complain about. Nothing to complain about. Well, I mean, do you have to call to complain? You can't just call to talk to me? It has to be a complaint box?
Yes.
No!
Sports radio is mainly built on negativity.
Oh, I don't like that.
So what... I don't subscribe
to that.
There's a reason why Mets fans call right now, and it is not to be positive, unfortunately.
On this show, they call me to be positive, though, Paulie, as you know.
Of course they do.
Yes.
But when it's not your show, they call to complain and they want to fire everybody and trade everybody.
It's the idea of when you turn on the news at night and the guy that saved the cat from the burning house or burning tree, that is the sixth story or the like F block, as they call it in TV. And the first one is raging tornadoes or, you know, it's a new disease that messes with your intestines.
Right.
It's always negative because it hooks you, I think, a little bit quicker.
Well, it's that. And also,
we like to be negative and miserable. Is that what you're saying?
Well,
for example. Oh, well, we have an example.
When you're at home.
Hold on a second. You're being a pig right now. Because I asked you off air, do we need to go to break? And you told me we didn't. And now I realize the reason you didn't want us to go to break is because you were on your soapbox.
No, I want you to continue taking calls. And by the way, let's go to 52 and then we'll break. So we'll lift the curtain up all the way.
Whatever.
When you're at home and you hear a screeching of a car, what is the one thing you're waiting for next?
Oh, a collision.
Which, God knows what effect that will have on that people. But in your head, you are programmed to wait for that collision sound.
Okay.
And you're even a little
disappointed. What does this have to do with the Mets?
How people want negativity. They want the bad thing to happen. Because in theory,
they're fearful of it.
Screeching, no collision sound, is like, screeching collision sound, it gets your adrenaline up.
Yeah. I gotcha. But I know, because you say that all the time. Like, nothing really not going to happen tonight, so I don't think people are calling. It's like, well, they always end up calling. But negativity and sort of anger, because it is a way to sort of, it's I'm just the therapist at times, which is great. I'm all for that. But I will always try to mix in the positivity and the brighter side of things, too, because I do think there is a place for that, even on Sports Talk Radio. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Wow, where do I want to go here? Let me see this. Let's head out to... let's go to Nick in Greenlawn. He joins us with an Ask Tommy Anything. What's up, Nick?
Hey, Tommy. Big fan of pro wrestling also. Mm-hmm. And I just... AEW has a pay-per-view this weekend.
Yeah, Redemption.
And WWE has SummerSlam the following weekend.
Correct.
I just wanted to get your thoughts on, A, the current wrestling product, and kind of just... A spin the wheel type of situation. What's your favorite overall year in pro wrestling that you're a fan of?
Ooh, okay. I'll start with the second question first. And I've said this before. For me, the best television show wrestling wise that I ever watched was WCW in 96 when Scott Hall first appeared. Till about maybe the summer of 98, that two-year stretch. Nitro during that two-year stretch was the best wrestling product television-wise that I've ever seen in my life. It had everything. Deep roster, greatest storyline in the history of wrestling, or at least in my opinion. If you want to say it's one of the NWO storyline, it's certainly right there. And it was just cutting edge. It was live. Everything about it. I loved it. So for me, it was that period. The Monday Night Wars era of wrestling. As far as the current product goes, okay, I will tell you that there is a bias here. So for me, as far as wrestling, and I don't know if this has always been the case, probably not, but certainly as I've gotten older, the brand of wrestling that I like more and the style I like more is more of what AEW does than WWE. Like, I think Danhausen's awesome. I think he's hilarious. I think he's funny. But I'm not necessarily always the target audience for that stuff. I love Ron Killings. I do. And I know he's R-Truth for all these years. But that sort of the comedic sports entertainment, it's more about the celebrities and the... It's just, I like it, but it's not necessarily all for me. Where, give me wrestling, give me the matches, give me the 30 minutes, give me the... Because to me, that's what I've always been, or at least in my older life, that's what I've been more interested in. I think WWE down a little bit creatively, but obviously their business, although maybe not so with SummerSlam, but their business is booming, of course. And then with AEW, I would say their product and their wrestling is just off the charts. There are complaints about it. I don't necessarily share all those complaints, but I could understand some of the things you point to where you say, hey, they could be better here, they could be better there. But give me a four-hour pay-per-view where I'm seeing awesome matches with the best wrestlers in the world rather than... some of the other stuff. But WWE has a massive audience. It just hasn't always necessarily been my cup of tea, that style of, let's say, sports entertainment, so to speak. I'm always going to be more of the pro wrestling. So, like I said, that Nitro era. But I still love the Attitude Era, but still, the Nitro Era, or TNA with the six-sided ring, that kind of run they had there with Jarrett, or running the show, or what AEW does now, or Ring of Honor in their heyday, or New Japan in their heyday. That's just more my style and brand of wrestling. It's probably the less popular one, because WWE is obviously super popular, and I'm a WWE fan, WWF fan my entire life. But if you gave me the option, give me the five-hour wrestling show with awesome matches over the Gaga. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer. Lugie in the Late Night here on The Fan. Let's take one more of your Ask Tommy Anythings. And if it bleeds into next hour, we'll bleed into next hour. But we're going to get into the Mets, the Giants, what John Harbaugh had to say about Cam Scataboo, more on the trade deadline. So we'll get back to the sports portion of the program here. Let's go to Jack in Brooklyn. He joins us. What's up, Jack?
Hi, Tom. Last February, during the big snowstorm, Boomer and Gio came in a day early because they live way out the island. They weren't going to be able to make it in that Monday morning.
Yep.
And they took hotel rooms. Does the company reimburse them for that, or do they have to pay for that out of their own pocket?
Yeah, as far as I know, Jack, that's taken care of. That is something that you don't have to. And if you were, let's say, if you were to pay for it, you'd be reimbursed. But the company just handles all that stuff. You figure, what, one or two snowstorms a year? And yeah, that was a bad one. Everybody, I was out in La La Land, Tinseltown, City of Angels. So I didn't experience the snowstorm, but I was here with Rosenberg and Fliegelman for the one that took place on Championship Sunday this past year, which ended up being not that bad of a snowstorm, like mass transit, which I was stunned. I mean, the Long Island Railroad was still working. There was a ton of snow. I figured they would have shut that down, but they never did. And then the huge storm, the one I missed, I know everybody got here early on Sunday. Like, literally everybody was doing that. But yeah, no. The company takes care of that. Oh, they hook us up. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's squeeze one more in here. Jake is in Westchester. What's up, Jake?
Hey, Tommy.
Hey.
Big fan of you and Paul.
Thank you.
Wondering if you guys could settle a debate for me.
Okay. What's up?
What do you think the difference is between a barbecue and a cookout?
Wow. All right, let me think about this one here. Barbecue and a cookout. Okay. I feel like a barbecue would be less people and a cookout would have more people at it. So it'd be more of a party where, like, if I said, hey, I had a barbecue, like somebody said, hey, Lugie, what'd you do over the weekend? I said, I had a barbecue. The barbecue could just be literally me and my wife. And we're just barbecuing and grilling some hot dogs and some hamburgers. But I said, oh, we had a cookout. It means, okay, my friends and family and everybody came over and we had a big party. That's kind of where I'm at as far as the difference is. Where I would never think a cookout is just you and one other person. Where a barbecue could be a bigger crew as well, but a cookout I think would have a lot of people at it.
See, I think you're overcomplicating it a little bit. Just hear me out here.
Okay.
Barbecue?
Yep.
What does that involve?
A grill.
A grill and a barbecue.
Right, a cookout could just be food.
A cookout is just food.
Bring your food.
So I think the key is, if it's a barbecue, there's going to be a grill, charcoal, whatever, or, you know, propane.
Right.
You're grilling something. Cookout is like...
You already cooked the food before you got there.
And you're putting it out for everyone to enjoy, which is, you can do that at a barbecue as well.
That's what I mean.
But a barbecue, you're going to have that grill aspect.
That's true. Okay, you're right on that. So what was the original question? What's the difference,
the
right?
Difference.
The difference, got it. Not which one necessarily is better, so to speak. Now I want to have barbecue food. Barbecue food. Oh, man. Now I'm hungry. I was hungry anyway, but then they brought up the barbecue food, and now I'm a lot hungrier. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Coming up, we got two more hours here on After Hours. If you want to continue to ask Tommy anything questions, that's totally fine. But we're going to get into more of the Yankees, the Mets, the situation with Harbaugh and Cam Scataboo. I'll address that coming up, and what John Harbaugh had to say about Cam Scataboo's failed attempt at a backflip at Fanatics Fest. And like I said, if you want to hit me up on social media for the Ask Tommy Anything segment, at Tommy Lugauer, Lugauer. We'll continue to take your calls as well at 888-808-1019. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is Lugie in the Late Night After Hours here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has an exclusive bundle for customers 55 and up.
I'm Sarah Bowl.
Yeah, I'm Frank Bowl.
A reliable network is key for us. And with T-Mobile, it's been wonderful. And going to the 55 plus plan saved us so much money.
A lot.
And that's important. Trying to keep costs down. The home internet's been perfect. It's fast. It's quick. The setup was so easy. It took less than 15 minutes.
It was like, ta-da! If you want simplicity, coverage, reliability, you want the whole package,
T-Mobile has it.
Right now, T-Mobile customers 55 and up can get two phone lines on America's best network, plus America's fastest 5G home internet for just $30 each.
$30 per month each line with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Minimum age 55. Pricing for home internet rely on 2 lines of Essentials Choice 55. $35 connection charge per line required. Best mobile network and fastest 5G home internet based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data 2H 2025. All rights reserved.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.